Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast. This is JFM Podcast.
How do we answer the calls?
Well, good morning and welcome to JFM 101.9. It is the part of the morning, Jay, the Let's Talk segment. Of course, it's Thursday and, of course, an abridged version we get each time we come here every time. Well, being Thursday, the 21st day of March, in commemoration, of course, as the world look out to celebrate tomorrow, the World Water Day. Water for Peace is the theme for, tomorrow's day. When it comes to the World Water Day, water can create peace or spark conflict. When water is scarce or polluted, or when people have unequal or no access, tensions can rise between communities and countries. We all know that. And also to tell you that more than 3 billion people worldwide depend on water that crosses national borders, yet only 24 countries have cooperation agreements for all their shared water. As climate change, the impacts of climate change get to increase every now and then, and population grows, there is an urgent need within and between countries to unite around protecting and conserving our most precious, resource. According to Public Health and Prosperity, food and energy systems, economic productivity, and environmental, integrity all rely on a well-functioning and equitable managed water cycle. Now, water is actually a basic resource in man's life. Everyone needs it. It's a basic need for everyone. When you wake up in the morning, it's advised to take water. Anything you want to do in life, you take water. According to a popular Nigerian musician, of blessed memory, that's Fela Nicola Pokuti, he said in one of his songs that water, gets enemy. So it means water is a friend to everyone, because everyone needs water in life. Yeah. All right, to talk about this matter today, as we look out to celebrate the World Water Day, we'll be taking a look on how water can reach some certain places and what has been the impact of the Plateau State Water Board, when it comes to providing sufficient water for the people on Plateau. We know a lot of people have actually been suffering. I actually saw an environment yesterday where some people have to cross the rail line, somewhere behind NNPC. I was actually wondering and asking myself, how did they get to this level? Is this place part of JOS, or they're just struggling to survive there when it comes to basic need like such as water? Well, good morning. It's the Let's Talk. I'm Richard Baden with me in the studio.
Naomi Karim, welcome to this segment of The Morning J101.9 FM. And like Richard rightly said, today we'll be having conversations on water with regards to the commemoration of World Water Day.
All right, we have with us this morning in the studio no other person but the public or publicity officer, or you say PRO, of Plateau State Water Board, Nangor Indam, who is seated live with us in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you this morning. What's, talk about the World Water Day. How are we celebrating that on the Plateau?
We are set for the celebration tomorrow, 22nd March every year, which has been set aside by the United Nations for the celebration of World Water Day.
Okay. All right. Also, in commemoration of the World Water Day, we're also going to be looking at the struggles of different communities on the Plateau with water, especially within the Jos Metropolis. How far would you say the Water Board have been able to do with regards to that, with communities that are struggling with water being provided for them? Yes.
Well, we are set for the program. Just like I told you, we have line out of activities. As the program goes on, we'll just break them one after another. But one thing I want to correct is that Plateau State Water Board has been broken into two. We have Jos Water Services Corporation, which belongs to now, and the other part of it is Plateau Municipal Water and Sanitation Agency. The two was broken down based on the new water sector law of 2019 and to bring efficiency in production and distribution of water. Just Water Services Corporation take charge of the six local governments that made up the Northern Senatorial Zone, while the Plateau Municipal Water and Sanitation Agency is responsible for the provision of water to the 12 local government areas in the southern and central zone of the state.
All right, that's beautiful. So I just want to know something. To you now, why is there a need to celebrate Water Day, considering the fact that, not everyone we've not gotten to that level of sufficiency when it comes to water? Why do we celebrate the World Water Day?
We celebrate the World Water Day because of the unique importance of water. It's a resource that no life can live without it. So the celebration is not only for those that are having it, but to focus attention on it. When you said you focus attention on something, you look at it critically. Is it there? Is it not there? If it is there, how can we How can we manage it in a sustainable way that those within now can get it, and those yet unborn to come and get it? If it is there but it's scarcity, then how can we improve on it? And if it is not there again, how do we do they should get it? Then the celebration, we look at all these things. That is the importance of celebrating the World Water Day. To focus attention on it, to look at it critically, even with the equipment we use in production and distribution of water. We look at it, do we improve from then? Do we still continue with this? So those are reasons why these celebrations are important.
All right. I think one of the major questions I would like to ask you again is the fact that, there is World Water Day, but in Nigeria today on the plateau, what is the theme? Because from what we learned, water for peace is what the world is taking. What about on the plateau? Are we going with the same theme?
Yes, the peace is all over the world because it's a United Nations program that started in 1993. And up to today, we are still celebrating it. Today, the peace, Water for Peace, is what we use in Plateau, what we Bauchi, Bayelsa, everywhere in Nigeria and in the world.
All right. So, as it stands now, I just want us to just see something. You mentioned something about communities on the Plateau not really getting enough water. Now, what has the agency done? You actually said it's been split into two now. One for the Jos Municipal, why other for other parts of the plateau. Now, as it stands at the moment, we know a lot of cities or a lot of communities that don't really have water on the plateau.
Yes.
Yes. As it stands now, what have you been able to collaborate with international donors to have actually made this work?
Yes, apart from collaborating with international donors, we as an organization has a responsibility to provide water for people. And the people have the right to get water because it is there in the constitution that they have a right to demand for water, and we are to provide for them. But then, because of the scarce resources in the country or in the state, we have been trying our best. As the program goes on, I will explain. But the issue of international donor is there because water is capital intensive. And even in the developed world, they also collaborate with donor agency to make the resources available to people. So actually, at present, we are still collaborating with people. We have two donors on ground now, the World Bank and the African Development, the World Bank and the French Development Agency, that we are working with them now to expand our system.
Okay, well, just to add to that particular question, I would want to ask, do you have, have you been able to sustain your monitoring and evaluating officers, especially in these areas that are having scarcity of water?
I don't know where you are talking about, this particular area where your station is located.
Okay. No, not just this area.
Okay, generally, we have monitoring and evaluation officer. We have a department of itself, M&E department, monitoring and evaluation. And the purpose for that is to monitor where the complaint has been received. Let there are pipe bursts on ground in a week. How many pipe bursts do we receive? How many pipe bursts has it been taken care of that it has been fixed and water is getting? Why others have not been fixed? Where are complaints coming on quality of water? They will look at it. Why complaint is coming on lack of water in some area? Probably carelessly there is a valve that has been closed. So we have M and E. Apart from that, in case of from our customer, we have a radio program like this that comes up every Thursday, which customers can also come. Customers can contribute, call in and tell us their problem. It's a kind of monitoring mechanism again.
Okay, let's just quickly see this. I think in similar line at this point, I just want to ask, the environments on the plateau without in Jos and on the plateau completely without water, what efforts have the agency through the government, you know, put in making sure this does not occur in next before celebrating next water day?
And you said the terrain of the plateau.
Yes, the terrain without water.
Yes, is difficult. Yes, you see, what the one thing we are fortunate, and some in other words, I would say we are unfortunate. The terrain in the plateau is fortunate for us that our dams here, which we get the raw water, we extract the raw water for production and distribution, doesn't dry because they are very unique enough that the water comes up like spring water inside the ground. The dam doesn't dry. But our unfortunate situation is the terrain you are talking about, which is very hilly. Sometimes it's difficult for pressure of water to build up and get to some places. That has been giving us a problem. But then, notwithstanding, we have been managing it. We set up the valve in a situation whereby if there are a higher gradient, the water can go up. And we can set it in a position that if it can distribute water to three locations, location A, B, and C. But one thing we have a challenge with it is that people tempered with it. So tempering with those valve or facilities will make some people or areas not to get water.
Now, let's see rocky areas like Gadabu, you know, Kabong, those particular axes that Tudunwada at the same time that have been suffering, you know, from this challenge, you know, over the years so far. How do we tend to end this very problem? Because it seems there's no end to this problem. Every time during the dry season, they find it difficult to get water. And you see people carrying buckets as early as 5 a.m., 4 a.m. in some parts of the state, you know, going to look for water in the Jos City. In the capital of a state, which actually looks to me kind of awkward, because when you stay in the capital of a state, it seems to be everything should be provided to you with ease, and living there should not be as difficult as it is right now. So, as the agency in charge of water on the plateau, how do we make sure water gets to these people without problem? Because surely there will be leakages. There will surely be, you know, bust, you know, violation of those pipes. But how do you also stop that at the same time?
The issue of Genta Adamu Kabon or Rukuba Road has been a long-standing issue. But the thing is that it matters on the people themselves. The residents of this area, it matters on them. Water cannot fly in the air to your home.
Okay.
Water goes into the pipe to your house. So the question now is that are they connected? When you complain of water, that you make sure that your pipe, you are connected and water is not running to your home, then you complain. But for you to just to complain that you don't have water, it doesn't make sense. The issue is this. Let me explain it clearly. At Gadabu, after that bridge, by your left hand, there is a street that goes in.
Yes.
Our main pipe, 6-inch pipe, a distribution line, goes in there around that Genta Adamu and Kabong and busts out at the state light market where security checkpoint was. You see, it's about 2 kilometers or more. But if you go around, you know, the terrain, just as we talk about it, those pipes, the main distribution pipe is exposed because it's not laid inside the ground because of the terrain. You will not find up to either 200 connections on it. That 2 kilometers. Imagine that. And water is passing through it. So we also feel the pain that billions of naira had been used to procure those pipes to let for them. But people are not connecting water on it. And again, when you after that is the main that is one line I'm talking about.
Yes.
When you go further before the police station, there is another street that goes in to the former district head and to that RCM primary school. There is a line there again, a main distribution line there again. And after that, when you go to Kabong Market, is it Living Faith Church? There is a line there that goes in, and so many others. So there are distribution lines, but people don't connect it. At a point, government has to reduce the connection fee from 15,000 naira downward to 5,000 naira to enable the poor ones meet up the connection fee, but yet it's not done. But a lot of complaints are coming.
Is the connection fee still the same till now, 5,000 naira?
No, you didn't get me well.
Okay,
at a point,
yes,
government had to reduce it.
From 15,000 to 5,000.
To 5,000 for people to connect their water to their home, but they didn't do it.
So normally,
when it is done, there is time frame for it, because the official rate is 15,000. But at that time, we gave them 3 months.
Yes.
They didn't do it. You see, one thing again is this. If you look at Genta Adamu and Genta Makere, yes, that street that goes to Genta from Genta Adamu, from the main road that goes in up to Genta Mangro, you go there, there is a T-junction that the road took off to Genta Makere. Genta Makere is on the hilly side.
Yes.
It's on the hilly side by the right if you are going down. The distribution line is also exposed, but count how many connections on it. There are journalists here in this station. Investigative journalists should go and check what I am saying on this program now. You will see it live. There are no connections, but yet they complain that they don't have water. Water is flowing into that pipe. So we are calling on the media also to help us talk to people, tell them so that they will connect water rather than complaining that they don't have water.
All right, well, we'll just be able, for want of time, we'll just look through some comments on our Facebook page. That's at JFM Live on Facebook. And the first comment here says, is from Dimas Bala, and he says, honestly speaking, if you really want to see how people are suffering because of water until you come to Gear and see, amongst many other needs, water is topping the charts in terms of scale of preference. Government should come to our aid because water is life. And Dauda Gigi is saying, water board is vested with the responsibility of providing water to the public. We have dams all over that will serve the public, but yet we're faced with scarcity of water. The rocky nature of Jos has made it difficult for the wells to bring water that will be enough for the people. Let's take a few more comments. Richard Ebita is saying, water is life, but the government should collaborate with strong investors in order to provide water for the masses. Water board should also go out to see by themselves some pipes that have been cut off from the main pipe that lead to wastage of water at times, or rather any time that water is released. You guys are doing great. Agon Jung Monday is saying booster stations be built, or rather booster stations should be built either to Tudunwada, Mado, Kabong Abattoir, Anguan Rukuba, Nasarawa, and Feringada. People are experiencing acute water scarcity. Ayuba Joseph Manzo is saying, water is life, and we thank God for the government of Plateau State and the amiable governor. He's God sent, and Plateau people love him. Okay, so that's a comment from Joseph Manzo. One more comment here. Water is life. This is Godwin Sile saying, water is life. Without water, you cannot survive on earth. Please, the government should please provide water for people, especially Rukuba Road. People are really suffering for water in St. Joseph and Soyak. If the governor can do something in that area, we will be very happy about it. Thank you.
All right, we wish we could actually go further, but for the want of time, I think we'll not be able to take calls. Of course, we'll have to bring you here again, PRO, Water Board. Many thanks for being with us, Mr. Nangor Ndam.
Thank you so much for coming around. Thank you very much
for
sharing this time with us. Of course, we'll bring you here once again to talk more on this very issue, because it seems it's not just for the water day. It's about this, the community, I mean, the plateau at large.
Very
a lot
true.
Of water concerns, water issues.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the water from the water board side sometimes is mixed with chemicals and it's getting to the homes of people. You know, then you ask a lot of questions. But I think this discussion will not be for today because of want of time. Many thanks for being a part of Let's Talk on GFM 101.9. Till Monday again, we'll come your way for Let's Talk. But of course, Morning J continues tomorrow by 7 a.m. The news will come your way by 10 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. I am Richard Badu.
And I am Naomi Karim. Thank you very much for staying with us.
Thank you once again, Mr. Nangor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.